I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the Local Food Report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth talks with a gardener in Orleans who's taught himself to graft different varieties of tomato seedlings together to produce healthier, more productive plants.
Monday through Friday, Joe Leghorn works as a lawyer, but he spends his weekends in the garden, a plot that has grown bigger and bigger as he ages toward retirement. Each spring, Joe takes on a new project, and this year, it's producing the perfect disease-resistant tomato.
Have you ever seen a grafted tomato?
No. How do you do it?
You get a rootstock, a special rootstock that is resistant to various soil-borne diseases, and then you find your heirloom or your hybrid that you want. And what you do is you wait till they're both about 2 millimeters in diameter as seedlings. You cut the rootstock, and on top of that cut, you graft with a little plastic clip the scion that you want on top.
Scions, the plants on top, are selected for their fruit. On Joe's plants, you can hardly see the scar. They blend seamlessly together. And the idea is that just like grafting apple or grape varieties, hardy rootstock protects a tomato selected for its fruit.
In this case, we're looking at a Mountain Magic, which itself is supposed to be resistant to late blight. Now we put it on a rootstock that's resistant to a lot of soil-borne diseases. So one of the problems I've had here is, given our Cape weather, lots of fungal disease, most of the spores for the fungal diseases are just wiped out by the UV. So as long as we get a good sunny day, you don't have to worry about the 4 or 5 days of cold, damp weather.
Unfortunately, we don't always get that in June on the Cape. It's often a rainy month. And in damp conditions, fungal spores spread like wildfire. Common soil-borne diseases include verticillium and fusarium wilt, and various rots. The rootstock Joe bought, which on average costs about $25 for 50 seeds, is supposed to prevent these fungi from infecting the stem, leaves, and fruit of the plants above ground.
There are like 5 or 6 different rootstocks that you can get. Some of them are designed to give you lots of vegetative growth. Others give you a more balanced growth. For a lot of the commercial growers, they go with the vegetative rootstock because they want to keep their plants for year-round in a hoop house. I was more interested in getting lots of fruits this year, so I went with the more balanced rootstock.
These rootstocks put more energy into their reproductive systems, which means more flowers and fruit and fewer leaves. The scion varieties Joe picked to go on top are all about flavor.
What does Mountain Magic have for fruit that you really like?
It's a smaller 2-inch tomato, so it's tasty and can go into salads, sauces. Another one that I've done was a garden peach, which is a really fun plant because the tomato looks like a peach, yellow, fuzzy, with a little red. And there are some slices here that they claim will give us a two-pound fruit.
Which ones?
I think it's the Gigantum, or Gigantesque. And also, this is another great one, Thessaloniki, which is a Greek tomato. This is a really tasty tomato, about 3 to 4 inches in diameter. But I've planted everything here from the small cherry tomatoes, sun gold, black cherry, to these giant tomatoes. So we'll see how this goes. You know, come back in late July, early August, and we should see how we're doing.
Joe got the idea to graft tomatoes from 2 articles, one in the New York Times and the other in the Atlantic, both of which said it's worth the extra money for the seeds and it's easier than you think. He planted 96 rootstock and various heirloom and hybrid plants to go on top, and about 75% of them live to go into both his garden and the plots of friends around New England. One trick he learned for next year, plant the rootstocks and scion or top plants at different times, because they mature at different rates and need to be the same size for grafting.
The other trick with grafted plants is you have to keep the cut, the graft scar, above ground or you lose the benefit. I know some people like to plant them deeply, but what you're trying to do is keep the roots to only those of the rootstock.
Joe recently read that you can also graft eggplant seedlings onto disease-resistant tomato rootstock. And it sounds like that will be next year's project. You can learn more about grafting tomato seedlings and how to take care of grafted plants on our website at capeandislands.org. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Also online, you can find a link to our free podcast of the Local Food Report. This show is produced by Atlantic Public Media of Woods Hole. I'm Vicki Merrick. Thanks for listening.